now they have particular rights that they didn't used to have.
Oh, colored people, negro.
Okay. And what's the other term you just said?
Colored people, negro.
Now what's another term for white people? They could be called what? Starts with a C.
Caucasian.
Okay. Now what is a white man's term for white people who weren't well off?
For white trash.
Okay. And what do Negroes call the white man that isn't very well off?
Why do you, I guess, I don't know what they call
him. Okay, now somebody who lives out in the country, who doesn't know anything about town ways, and is conspicuous when he gets to town, of himself he might say, I don't know anything about city ways, I'm just an old...
Country hick.
Okay, how would town people refer to him?
Hayseed.
Okay, what would children possibly say? Look at that old...
Country hick, hayseed.
Did you ever hear anybody use the word hoosier in referring to someone like that?
I guess I have, I'm sure I have now. So.
Okay, if someone's waiting for you to get ready so that you can go out with him and he calls you, hey, will you be ready soon? You might answer, I'll be with you in...
a minute.
If you know you're on the right road, but you aren't sure of the distance, you might ask somebody how
far is it.
All right, now this is an exclamation, either serious or jesting. You say, if you're pointing out something nearby, you say,
huh?
If you want someone to see where you're pointing, you say, calling attention to where you're pointing.
There it is.
Or tell him to.
Look there.
Okay. If you want to know how many times a person goes to town or something, you say, how blank do you go to town?
How often do you go to town?
If you agree with a friend when he says, I'm not going to do that, or I'm not going to vote for that guy, you say, I'm...
not either. I agree with you.
What's the part of your head above your eyes where you might put your hand when you're tired?
Forehead.
All right, when you go to the barber and have him cut your
hair,
and if you haven't shaved in a week or so, you're probably growing a
beard.
Where did the old-time storekeeper keep his pencil when he wasn't using it?
Behind his ear.
All right, if he was right-handed, which ear would he keep it behind?
Keep behind his left ear, I guess.
Okay, and if he was left-handed?
Right ear.
Or if someone's mumbling, you might say, take that chewing gum out of your
mouth.
Or if someone got a chicken bone stuck in his
throat.
Okay, and then if you wear a tie around your neck, what do you call the little part of the neck right there?
Neck.
Right here.
Throat.
Okay, and what do you say about him? Is he has a big...
out of that.
Okay. And you have the dentist look at your what?
Teeth.
And he says he needs to fill that.
Tooth.
And what's the flesh around the teeth?
Gums.
All right. And you say you could hold that baby bird in your hand. And you could say he got mad and doubled up both?
Fist.
Okay, and you could say he shook his...
fist at me.
At the man who ran off the road. All right, what do you call the knuckles?
Mm-hmm.
The place where two bones come together.
Knuckle joints.
Okay. What's the other part of a man's body?
Torso.
Or what would you say if he's got broad...
diaphragm, broad shoulders.
Okay.